This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Monday, April 29th. Well, we had a pretty strong week in wheat last week, and it helped to pull corn and soybeans a bit higher, but mostly it was wheat leading the way, and of course that was based on weather here in the United States and in the Black Sea region. But on Friday, Kansas City wheat was up 14, and that was actually down 9 from its high on the day. And it was up 65 for the week. In Minneapolis, we were up 6 on the day and up 50 for the week. Chicago was only up 1 by the end of the day. That was 11 off of its high, but still up 53 for the week. Corn down 1 on Friday, but up 6 for the week. Soybeans were down 3 on Friday and up 9 for the week. So clearly, it was pretty much all wheat leading the way higher. From low to high, so this move has lasted between 7 and 8 days, depending on how you count it. But in Chicago, we've rallied 64 cents. Kansas City's been up 83 cents. Minneapolis up 68 cents. So clearly Kansas City leading the way here. And that's based on the dryness that we're seeing in the western, central, and southern plains. You know, they've gotten quite a bit of rain all around that. Most of Nebraska has seen quite a bit of rain. From the central plains on east, they've had a fair amount and got a lot more over the weekend. But it's that western third of Kansas stretching into eastern Colorado and then straight south into the panhandles that just can't seem to, you know, break this dry cycle. That's starting to have some serious effect on the crop. It's dragging all of the crop conditions lower, and we expect to see that again this afternoon. So while that area seems to be shrinking, it is still prevalent, and it doesn't seem to be getting any relief. Over the weekend, we saw, you know, storms left and right across the Central Plains, through the Midwest, tornadoes everywhere, heavy rain in the Eastern Plains and through Western and Eastern Midwest. And that storm looks to be continuing today somewhat, and then it tends to taper off. But a lot of rain coming into the Midwest. It's going to create some planting delays. It's nothing serious at this point, but there are some crop watchers starting to talk about, you know, the prospect of farmers switching from corn acres over to bean acres, maybe prevent plant. I think still a little on the early side to be talking about that, but it is entering into the conversation. In the northern plains, okay moisture, nothing super great, but as you move further east into central North Dakota and then further east, they've gotten a lot more rain, and that they've gotten more just over the weekend as part of this broader system. So it looks like, you know, we look at the forecast that we're going to have a general pattern of 2 or 3 days of dryness, then another system moves through, another 2-3 days of dryness. So hopefully it'll be warm enough to dry the fields out so producers can get in the field. Otherwise, you do start looking at prevent plant or a switching to soybean acres. So, you know, obviously corn is not too concerned about that. It'd be trying to buy acres if that were the case, and that's simply not happening. That market's been relatively flat. Soybeans have been creeping higher just on some dryness developing in Brazil. You know, nothing serious at this point, but and generally rising FOB offers have been supportive to the soybean complex. We're also seeing some short covering going on among the larger hedge funds. The Commitment of Traders report showing that short positions were decreased in all of the grains, and we're actually looking at a net long in soy meal. So that's part of the push higher in soybeans as well. And again, it's not a huge, you know, blow away run to the upside in the soy complex, but it is moving higher and it's pulling soybeans higher, and that's helping to support corn. Again, corn's been relatively flat, not finding a lot of enthusiasm spilling over from wheat at this point, but you know, it's stabilizing at least. And I think if you start running into planting delays, the market's going to have to try to protect some of that acreage base with higher prices. Looking at the Black Sea, of course, that's been a big driver of the wheat space. But, you know, through starting about Wednesday of last week, we started to see the longer range forecast bring in some chances of moisture into that far southern region of southern Russia. And then as you get deeper into May, it's starting to look like That forecast is still sticking around, but it's also bringing some rains into eastern Ukraine. So that was part of the pressure that we saw in Chicago wheat. We were being pulled higher by the Kansas City market, but Chicago really couldn't hang on to the gains, only closing up 1 and 11 off the high. So it looks like a bit of a spike high in Chicago, because of course that put in a new high for this move, but it couldn't really close that well, especially on a Friday. Now you come in on Monday this morning, those forecasts are still showing rain in the southern part of Russia, but it's also bringing more rain into the broader part of the Black Sea. So that high pressure ridge is breaking down, it's moving out. They're showing that it's moving to the west, more into Eastern Europe. But nevertheless, much needed rain looks like it's going to fall in southern Russia and then start to fall in eastern Ukraine. So, of course, we're keeping a very close eye on that as well. Looking at world FOB offers as of Friday, here in the United States, soft red winter wheat out of the Gulf was quoted at $245 a ton. That was up 24 from last week. Hard red winter wheat at 280 was up 30. Ukraine at 190 was down 10. Russia was up 4 at 214. Romania up 10 at 225. France up 9 at 227. Argentina up 10 at 250. So everyone was higher except Ukraine, which is down pretty hard, down 10, considering everybody else was higher. Russia kind of lagging, only up 4, where everybody else was notably higher. So they're still going to be competitive, not only in Russia, but in that broader Black Sea region. In corn out of the Gulf, we're at 195. That's up 5 on the week. Off the PNW was also up 5 at 220. Ukraine was up 10 at 185. Argentina up 5 at 200 even. Brazil up 5 at 210. So corn certainly seeing a firmer tone to world FOB offers. In soybeans out of the Gulf, we were unchanged at 445, but Argentina and Brazil were both up 5, Argentina at 430, Brazil at 435. So we continue to see those FOB offers out of South America creep higher. They had stalled out for a week or two, and now we're starting to see them push higher again. And with soybean harvest virtually complete in Brazil, there's really little reason for the market to be so soft anymore. We're going to start to see farmers holding on to soybeans, and the major part of the harvest pressure is behind us. The Argentine harvest is still going on and could add some pressure, but with FOB offers moving higher, it doesn't look like that's going to happen. And with corn, attention is really focused on Argentine harvest yields. They're coming in lower than expected. It looks like stunt disease has really taken a toll on that crop. So some surprising results coming out of the Argentine corn harvest. I think that's going to add some support to this longer range market when you look at potential planting delays here in the United States, maybe losing some acres. We'd already lost more acres than we expected from the prospective plantings report. Now weather might be having an issue there. But I think just the drop in production coming out of Argentina and the potential, dryness developing in Brazil, again, which is not a huge issue at this point, all supports the corn space. I don't see a major bear developing here for corn. You're not going to get all the acres that was assumed here even a few months ago. You've got lower production coming out of South America. We have big carryover here in the United States, but it wouldn't take much of a yield loss here in the U.S. to negate that big carry-in. So I think that corn should be well supported here. Soybeans should be well supported as well. Wheat has had a bit of a weather market here. So, we're cognizant that it's been 7 or 8 days higher in a row and a big move. How much more can you get out of this at this point? And I think with Chicago, it's going to be really difficult unless KC really takes off to the upside. But Chicago is going to be tough to rally with the rains in the Black Sea forecast. So I would look for the wheat market to be stalling out here and at least get some kind of a correction, probably test the breakout, which is 20, 25 cents below us in Chicago. And then we'll see where we're at. If it's still dry in the Central Plains, and KC probably has another leg up in it. But as we're getting into early May, usually right around May 10th, right around the crop report, if the wheat market is moving higher, it tends to stall out right in that time window. So my guess is that we'll get a bit of a correction here, kind of cool the market down, get it out of that overbought status, take one more run to the upside into May's crop report. That probably will be your longer term high before we start into harvest pressure. So it's not that far away. Usually Memorial Day is the kickoff to harvest in the Southern Plains. You know, that's only a month away. So still a weather issue going on, and that certainly could bring more buying into it. But I think for the next few days, we're probably going to see the market cool off here, get a correction before we take that next run up. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.